Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley, and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight is the fourth Sunday of the month, and on the fourth Sunday of the month, we traditionally have our Keys and Strings Hour, or the quieter side of jazz. And this will be tonight compositions of Thelonious Monk, played by a variety of pianists and one guitarist. And then we will have new music. And the new music will have a whole bunch of people that you've probably never heard of. And some of it's pretty interesting work. We're going to hear the young alto saxophonist Grace Kelly. There's a new Ella Fitzgerald album with tracks with the London Symphony Orchestra overdubbed. Some Ellington things that nobody's heard before. And a CD called Diablo in Brooklyn. And so that's going to be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited, following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is the Keys and Strings Hour, or Music Without Horns. We're going to start with a set of two. The first one is called North of the Sunset. It's a 1964 solo piano piece by Thelonious Monk. And then his last composition called Blue Sphere, after his middle name, recorded in London in 1971. Thank you. That was a couple of solo piano pieces from Thelonious Monk, right here on the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard first North of the Sunset, recorded in 1964, and then Blue Sphere, just a straight up and down blues, in 1971. Thelonious Monk was a composer and was the pianist on all of those. We've got Jay McShann and John Hicks in a piano duet, a couple of Jessica Williams recordings, more Thelonious Monk's solo piano work, and we're going to be also hearing Joshua Breakstone. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one called A Crazy Song to Sing. This is the words that Judy Nemac put to Monk's Mysterioso. She is heard on vocal with Kenny Werner on piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Billy Hart on drums, and Jean-Francois Prinz on guitar, and this is a 1996 recording.
Monk's Mysterioso is a crazy song to sing. He makes you jump around the tune just like a puppet on a string. And then he takes it up a fourth and then repeats it one more time. In case you didn't hear it clearly or forgot to make it rhyme, it's just a pretty little ditty written by a virtuoso. And that's why I'm singing Monk's Mysterioso. When I first heard Monk, I thought his music was surprising. All the twists and turns created a suspense uncompromising. And as years go by, I find I'm never tired by his whimsical expression and the way he plays around a chord progression. So whenever I feel blue and I just don't know what to do, I start by listening to Monk's Mysterioso. Thank you. turned monk. I thought his music was surprising, all the twists and turns created a suspense uncompromising. And as years go by, I find I'm never tired by his whimsical expression and the way he plays around a chord progression. So whenever I feel blue and I just don't know what to do, I start by listening to Monk's Mysterioso.
This is the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited for the month of October. We heard a vocal version of Monk's Mysterioso, sung with the words by Judy Nemac. Kenny Werner on piano, Ray Drummond bass, Billy Hart drums, and Jean-Francois Prince on guitar. And that's a 1996 recording. We're going to hear a couple more solo Monk pieces, the Monk's Music Trio, and Jessica Williams. And she's doing one that's really a rare one, so you want to stay tuned for that. And now we're going to hear a couple of things following the station break. The first one is a piano duet between Jay McShann and our own John Hicks on Reflections in 1996. And then Jessica Williams' solo piano in 1997, playing a composition of Monk's, which is known as San Francisco Holiday. And it was written while he was out there at the Black Hawk in 1960 or so. Thank you. That was a couple of Thelonious Monk compositions on the Keys and Strings Hour on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on the quieter side of jazz. We heard a piano duet between our own John Hicks and Kansas City pianist Jay McShann. And the tune was Monk's Reflections. And then Jessica Williams, solo piano, played Monk's composition, San Francisco Holiday. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for making the choice to hang out with me on Jazz Unlimited tonight. Our Keys and Strings Hour has all Monk compositions and some ones that you don't hear an awful lot of. So check some of these things out. We've got more Monk solo, and we've got a Jessica Williams version of a rare Monk tune called Shuffle Boil. So please stay tuned. And now, recording in 1959, we have another solo piano piece of Monk's. It's called Blue Hawk. It was recorded in San Francisco at Fugazi Hall. And then let's call this Joshua Breakstone on guitar, Dennis Irwin bass, and Mickey Roker on drums in 1996. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two Thelonious Monk compositions on the Keys and Strings Hour for the month of October on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Monk on piano himself in 1959 playing his composition Blue Hawk, and then Joshua Breakstone, guitar, Dennis Irwin bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. In 1996 did Let's Call This. We have a station break. And we're going to take the Keys and Strings Hour out with a set of three. By the way, don't forget that Grace Kelly and Ella Fitzgerald will be heard in the second hour. So please stay tuned. But now we have this set of three. And it is first another Monk solo piece called Round Lights. And then the Monk's Music Trio of Cy Perkoff piano, Sam Bevan bass, Chuck Bernstein on drums will do Locomotive. And then finally Shuffle Boyle with Jessica Williams on piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Dick Burke on drums in 1994.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of three closes our Keys and Strings Hour for October on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was a Thelonious Monk piano solo called Round Lights in 1959, and then Locomotive, another Monk composition by the Monk's Music Trio of Cy Perkoff piano, Sam Bevan bass, and Chuck Bernstein on drums in 2005, and then Shuffle Boyle from 1994 with the Jessica Williams Trio. Please stay tuned for the second hour and Grace Kelly following the station break.